from the mothership. The motherboard. No, that's a computer.
The mothership. Yes. TNT Minis.
Oh, God. Oh. Well, happy post-Thanksgiving.
You didn't make a post about us not posting.
I put...
You said, yes, I will. You didn't.
Listen, I posted on Thanksgiving Day and said, like, we're thankful for it. I kind of figured that they would take that as, like, hey, we're
what?
Not posting.
What? No, that did not mean anything.
Well, sorry.
We didn't post last Friday, obviously.
Yeah, because Thanksgiving was the holiday.
It's a holiday.
We didn't have any time to film. I was traveling. Taylor had a lot going on. Very busy.
I've been consumed with, let me invite you right now, here's the plug. I've been consumed.
Do not put your...
I'm not going to put my address. I think you've told me not to put my address on
you
this podcast.
You just make me nervous sometimes, just going out there with your location.
I'm not going to give you guys my location, but... Oh, my God. Okay. Sorry. I was putting my phone on airplane mode. Okay. But I'm doing a Christmas show. It's called Christmas on the Porch. It is in Monroe, Georgia. That's all I'll give them. But it is a variety show, so there's going to be singing and acting and dancing and all this other stuff at my house on our porch. That's why it's called Christmas on the Porch. Duh. There's going to be hot chocolate and cookies and Santa.
Santa!
Sorry. So, thank you, Will Ferrell. So, yes, Santa's going to be here. It's going to be crazy. So, you guys have to come.
Yeah,
you only have 2 days in advance because this is coming out too.
What? I thought you were going to try to play that YouTube video. And
oh, I should have.
No.
Guys, listen to this music. We want you to know. We want you to tell us if you want this to be our new intro. Listen.
You're so stupid. It sounds like gas.
I think it's Fat Albert's theme song or
Is
something.
It?
That's what I heard from...
You didn't finish inviting
source.
Them. You're giving them 2 days' notice because this will be coming out.
2 days' notice. Christmas on the Porch. I almost just said my address. Not. I'll give you my address if you swipe up and
is
tell
this,
me.
This is coming out before the main episode, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two days before the Christmas show.
Yeah.
So you guys better be there.
It's free. I think you already
yes,
said that.
Yes, it's free.
How long is it
carpool?
Left?
An hour. You don't have to carpool, but it's strongly suggested. Yeah, and it's about an hour. So it's going to be super fun. So everybody
free
better be there.
Free hot cocoa.
Free hot chocolate, free cookies.
What kind of cookies?
I don't know. We're getting them on Friday.
I'm so excited.
So, yes. Also, today, these days, we don't know what we're doing.
No, we don't know what we're doing because we're just consumed by stinky four-year-olds.
And we can't... Our lives have been changing so much. So, we're not together as much as we used to be last season.
Yeah.
So, when we're, like, doing minis, we can't be like, well, we went here. No. We didn't go anywhere. We went to work.
We went to work, and then we went home, and then we cooked, and then we cleaned, and then we went to the gym, and then we went to bed.
Well, I went to the gym, then I went to work, then I went to clean.
Yeah.
Then I went to cook, showered, went to bed. So.
That's our lives.
So today we're gonna play Would You Rather, and if that doesn't work, we're gonna play the game that you all love.
The song game.
The game.
I got roasted for how bad I did on that. I had people
we
texting
both did.
Me.
What do you mean?
I had different people texting me. And
it was hilarious.
Like, they're like, "What's wrong with you?" All right, so I have this Would You Rather.
Oh, our
game.
New intro song should be The Grid from Trump. Let me play it for you guys. Hold on. Let me just play. If you guys don't know what song I'm talking about, you're about to get educated. Don't worry. But this is called the Tron. This is called The Grid from Tron Legacy. If you don't know what movie that is, go watch it and then come back. But
yeah, watch the whole movie.
Yeah, the whole movie. This is the song that me and Tori, we dance to this a lot. We interpret.
We don't
dance
to this.
We interpret.
We have
dance.
A stupid
we
routine.
We actually
that you
perform
do.
This every night at the Blue Rooster.
What?
They're not even... Oh. Let them hear it.
The Grid. A digital frontier.
We're gonna get copyright. What do they look like? Ships? Motorcycles? Oh, I thought it was... Here we go.
And then...
And then...
One day, I got it.
You guys just missed my performance, but I did have one. Anyways, that's our... Well,
Taylor just ended the podcast super early. She was completely done with it.
I accidentally hit end when I was in the middle of a sentence.
But yeah, Taylor wants that to be our new... Taylor wants us to just change our both of our intros and it just be the two songs we just played you.
Yeah, I want Bon as the mini, and then I want One Day as our main. Don't worry, I'll work on it.
But we're gonna
play Would You Rather.
I have to yawn. Hang on.
So.
Sorry.
If this is so freaking lame, then we're gonna play the song game.
Yeah, but, okay, so this is just an app I have on my phone. It's probably really lame. But, so the first one says, would you rather change your name or change your appearance?
Change my appearance? Why would I want to change my name?
Well, do you want to run away from anyone?
That got dark. No, I would rather, why would I would totally rather change my name. I mean, my
appearance. I would totally rather do that.
My appearance.
Okay, I've already changed my name.
Okay. I changed my name.
So, change... Wait, what would you...
the joke. She's talking about she's a cooksie.
I'm changing... If I change my appearance, what would I change?
Oh, we have to do that? We have to
don't have to. I just figured it'd help carry the conversation.
I don't know what I would change, to be honest. I'd have to think about it.
If I were to change my appearance, honestly... I would never get filler, but I would just want a little bit bigger lips, and that'd be it.
I'd probably want a little bit bigger lips, and I would want my hair to be a little bit more curly.
I would want my hair to not get greasy in 5 seconds.
What's the next one?
Let's see. It's loading. Oh, wow. That one had 63% of people said they wanted to change their
name. Oh, it's showing you statistics.
Yeah, and 37% of people said change their
name. We're popular.
All
right. Actually, guys, you need to start sharing this with your friends because our views are going down, you freaking losers. You need to tell people about our podcast.
Okay, the next one is be the first person to explore a planet or be the investor.
Planets aren't real, so that's invalid.
Okay. Well,
and we didn't land on the moon.
We're currently teaching the kids. I taught them all about space today.
Oh, I know. I know.
They had
we showed them
puzzle.
About what shape the Earth was, and I looked at Angelica and I said, but it's flat.
Taylor. I taught them all about asteroids and the Milky Way and meteorites. And
you ate a Milky Way, you said?
Yes. Okay, but the other one says, or be the investor of a drug that cures a deadly disease.
Of course.
So you want to be the investor?
Yeah.
Okay, but like if you
that's tons of money.
It is, but also think
planets
about
planets don't exist.
Okay, just for a minute, be a normal person. Think about how cool it would be though, like a euphoria, like a, what is it called? A utopia. Like you,
those are in Antarctica.
Like, imagine being the first person ever to explore like an entire, like Earth. Like,
does it say, will we be able to come back home?
It just says just be the first person to
explore. So if I was the first person to explore this planet, what if I landed and I like burned up immediately because it was hot or froze to death because it was freezing?
I don't think we're going that far with it. It's kind of like be the investor of a drug company that cures a deadly disease. Like what if it just goes off the market? Then you don't have any money. You know? So it's like there's always.
I would still invest.
I think I would want to explore the planet.
Yeah, planets don't exist, so you're exploring nothing.
All right, well, my vote had 32% and yours had 68.
Let's see. 68!
Let's see.
Next.
I already know the answer.
What is it?
All right. Would you rather be a... I don't know what this means. Be a Pokemon trainer.
What?
Or be the president.
Of course I would be a Pokemon trainer. I'm kidding. Dude, if I was the president,
I'd be the president.
Who would want to be
a Pokemon? 58% for the president and 42% for whatever a Pokemon trainer is.
Comment below.
Okay.
If I was the president, oh my gosh.
The first one says, or no, that's the first one. The next one, it says fallen chocolate. Or fall in love.
Fall in chocolate?
Or fall in love.
What does it mean, fall in... Is this Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
Is this the Willy Wonka river?
You know, listen, I always wanted to be the person in Willy Wonka, but when he got stuck in the tube, What's his name? Augustus. That scared the ever-living crap out of me.
It's terrifying. I get, what was the other one? Fall in love. Yeah, I guess I would fall in love. Why would I want to fall in chocolate?
I know.
Okay. But if it was like fall in hot Cheeto dust, I'd be like, fall in hot Cheeto dust.
Fall in love has 69% and fall in chocolate has 31%.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, this one says play video games or play sports. I'm playing sports.
What kind of sports?
I'm playing sports, whatever it is.
Tori doesn't play video games.
I'm really bad at video games. I'm better at sports.
I love video games. I love video games.
I think you'd probably rather play video games because you do that a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, I don't play sports. I go to the gym, but I don't play sports.
I'd rather play sports. Even if I'm not that great at them, they're still more fun to me.
Tori played softball when she was 10.
I played from the time I was like 3 to 13.
Yeah, so 10 years is what I said.
You said when I was 10. So yours has 46% and then play sports has 54%.
Wow.
So those are pretty close. Okay, an ad just popped up. It's, didn't know this had ads.
Tori tried to pay 99 cents to play this game on this podcast, even though we knew we were only going to play it for 5 minutes.
Okay, no, it actually, they were going to charge me $2.99, and so I'm doing the free version because I wasn't paying $3 for this. For the adult version, whatever that means.
Yeah, no, we probably couldn't play it on here anyway.
Yeah, we probably couldn't play it on here. Okay, the ad is almost gone.
It's still happening. Okay, guys, here, don't worry.
All right. Wait, what's happening?
That's our Jeopardy music.
Okay.
That's our doo-doo-doo-doo.
Would you rather have toes for fingers?
No.
Or have fingers for toes?
Neither. That sucks. That would be horrible. Toes for fingers.
I'd rather have fingers for toes because I can wear shoes to cover it and no one would ever see it.
Yeah, but you'd have to be a size like 39.
Taylor, I'm already a size 10 or 11.
Yeah, think about it. You'd probably be a size 17 if you had your fingers.
That's okay. No one would see it.
I definitely, yeah, I would have to wear gloves if I had them as my toes.
Yeah, I would definitely have fingers for toes, which is the winner. It has 76% versus 24.
Yeah, everybody wants a pinky toe as their pinky.
That's terrifying to think about.
No.
Yeah. All right. Go. Oh, this is disgusting. Go 1 year without brushing your teeth. Or get a tattoo the size of a quarter on your face. Tattoo for sure.
Yeah, I would do a tattoo. And I could probably make it look whatever.
It would only have to be the size of a quarter, too. And it can be anywhere on your face.
I'd put it, like, right here or something.
Taylor wants it right on her jawbone. I'd probably get it
God,
on
God, that
my,
would suck. To, that would hurt.
I would probably get it on my temple. Probably, like, here.
Mm.
If it had to be the size of a quarter.
I put it in my eyes. I'm just kidding. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
People get their eyes tattooed.
You get makeup tattooed on.
Yeah, but no, the people have gotten their, like, eyeballs tattooed.
Oh, no. All right, so the one we picked has 63%, and the other one has 37%. I have to yawn again. Hang on. You want to read this one?
Would you rather sing every word you speak or always speak in rhymes? I sing every word I speak anyway, but speaking in rhymes would make me sound like Dr. Seuss.
I don't know which one I would do. I can't sing. So is this saying, like, if I were to be able to sing?
I don't think it means, can you sing your...
It
no,
means
I think
you're going to have
just,
to sing your
you
words.
You just have to do like, this.
Hello, everyone. How's your day going?
Yeah. That'd be so funny, though. Instead of being like, you have socks. Why don't you have any looks?
Okay, I'm really singing the words. Then.
I think I'm going to sing the words as well.
Oh, singing is the underdog. It only has 41%.
Okay.
The other one has 59%.
All right, do one more. One more.
Okay. Have two left feet or two... Okay, this one's boring. Can we do the next one? I don't like this one.
Okay.
All right. Oh, here we go. Be the richest person in the world or have any superpower of your choice. If I have a superpower, can I just make myself the richest person in the
That's
world?
That's what I thought. I wonder if you can just...
I can have any superpower. It can be make money.
I think I would do superpower, and I would probably have teleportation.
Why would you want to have teleportation?
Like, because I can go anywhere, literally whenever I want. I could literally go and stand on top of the Eiffel Tower right now. And
if
I wouldn't
I have
to have a Vax card. It's true. I could go anywhere.
If I were to... Okay, if I would have any superpower, it would...
You're going to laugh at me.
It would be...
Read people's minds.
No. It'd be compulsion. Like on the Vampire Diaries. Or like the originals. And then I could compulse people to give me all their money.
Is it compulsion? Is that what it was called? Compulsion?
Yeah. When you're like, you do it now. Oh, y'all cannot see me. But I just looked at Taylor. And their pupils go in and out.
Yeah, yeah.
I would do that. That would be my superpower.
No, I've thought about this long and hard about teleportation. Mm-hmm. I used to be like, ooh, fly, like everybody else says. But yeah. Teleportation
Well, is that's like, the same thing. It's like, you could be like how they're on the Vampire Diaries when they're like, and they take off running.
No, I would just want to be like, go, hit my chest and then be there. Like, teleportation would be, like, you could literally be like, I want to go to the bottom of the ocean and put on like a helmet and go down there.
Just a helmet? Like a football helmet?
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said put on a helmet like and a, go down
like,
there.
Go, like, I want to go to Antarctica. I could go wherever I want.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's restricted because I can get out of there immediately.
Mine would probably be like the compulsion thing, like, which sounds terrible, but like, make people do whatever I wanted.
So she's bossy.
You are. But I could be like, I could like look at somebody and I could be like, you know, give me this house for free.
Okay, so that means you're kind of psychotic.
Yeah, or I could be like, I would never do anything mean with it. No, I probably would.
You're a liar.
No, I probably would. I wouldn't make nobody like, I wouldn't make people hurt each other.
Can we do the song game? For like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing.
What playlist should I play?
Don't worry. I can hear you all crying for help listening to this episode. I can. Just kidding. I know you're no one's listening.
What? Playlist
play this.
The same one. Taylor. Okay, let's see. What was
just
the
play. Oh, do Christmas. Let's do... Oh, why didn't we do Christmas anything? All right, guys, Merry you Christmas.
Made... What? My order has been shipped.
Do Christmas hits and just hit shuffle.
Okay, like Christmas classics. That's what pulled up.
Yeah, Santa baby. I know that's not and a Christmas classic, but shuffle. All right, don't look.
I'm not. I never do. Okay, ready?
You Santa Claus.
What? This is his name Bill
Cosby?
No, this is
gifts I'm preparing
for. Oh my god, I know who this is. I know who this is.
All right, can you tell me who it is? Why'd you turn it down? It's who? Louis Armstrong.
How did we not know that?
Turn it up a little bit.
Okay, I just don't want to be too loud.
All right, here we go.
Ready?
Ooh. Why don't I know these songs?
We know them. We don't know who.
No, I didn't know the other one.
You know this song.
I do
know. I think it's called Christmas Time.
Nope. Change the playlist.
Nope, it's called Do They Know It's Christmas.
Change it. Change
this is the... by the Band-Aid.
All right, let me see. Who's Band-Aid? Let me see this. Okay, let's see.
Go to different
well,
Christmas.
No, I mean, it has... It does have... All right. It does have some.
Oh, my God.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yes.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. I don't know.
I ain't gonna know anybody who sings them. Alright, ready? This is Beach Boys.
This is, Merry Christmas.
It is the Beach Boys.
Why did you look up? I was about to get it. Is it Christmas Time?
No, it's called Little Saint Nick. I'm seeing them in February.
What?
In concert. Grammy and Dubda got all of us tickets. And I didn't
to the Beach Boys?
Yes. Grammy and Dubda are wild. Taking me and Chaz, Hannah and Aaron to see the Beach Boys in February.
That is so fun.
I'm so excited because that's when I love them. They're old now, but I love them.
All right, ready?
Yes. Ready?
The snow, it's snowing. This is Louis Armstrong again.
It is,
because
he's like,
I don't know this song. What is it?
I've got my love to keep me warm. What?
I got my love.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Wait, this is... Oh, my gosh.
I'm glad you know it, because I don't.
Old Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tingle.
It's probably called Jingle Bells.
Everybody's been
it's jingle, jingle bells. Bells, jingle, wait, jingle. Hang on.
He's got a sleigh full, it's not gonna
you're not going to get it, Tori. He's got stuff to drop at
every stop of the way. Oh my gosh.
You're not going to get it.
Hang on. The man with the plan, the man with the bag.
It's Mumford and Son.
Okay, it's called... Wait. It's called The Man?
See, I told you you
weren't
going to get it.
It is called The Man With... It's loading. With the... It's The Man with the Bag. I was right.
Did you say that?
Yes. I said. Well, at first I said The Man with the Plan, and then I said The
Man with the Plan. And then I didn't even hear you say
and then
that.
I said The Man with the Bag, and that's what it's called. Okay, ready?
Yes.
I know this song.
Simply Having.
Simply Having a Wonderful Good Time. It's a Wonderful Time. It's a Wonderful Year. Having a Wonderful Time.
Do you know who's... It's called Wonderful Chris... It's called Wonderful...
It's kind of Wonderful what?
Wonderful Christmas Time.
Paul McCartney.
You know who he is, right?
Yeah.
From the Beatles. Ready? What? Oh my god!
Let me get out of here,
they
Louis.
They love Louis. Please look at him with his trombone. Ready?
Next.
Oh, Christmas Tree,
oh,
Charlie
Christmas
Brown.
Christmas Tree, I love you, Christmas Tree.
Look, oh, it is not called Oh Christmas Tree.
It's called Beethoven.
No. Do you know what it's called?
No, it's called Tannenbaum?
Oh, Tannenbaum. I love you,
what are you saying?
I said how lovely are its branches. Ready?
Oh, are those the lyrics? Carol of the Bells.
Yeah. Home Alone. My mother's trying to call me. I'm sorry, lady. I can't answer. Ready?
Yeah. It's Christmas.
Is this by Jackson 5? Is this that
There's
version?
There's a lot of versions.
Maybe this is the Jackson.
Don't tell me. Play it again. I don't know.
It's by Donnie Hathaway.
Donnie Hathaway.
Are you ready?
Yep. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Figgy Pudding.
This song's called Figgy Pudding.
Who sings this one?
The Muppets! I heard Kermit the Frog! I heard him when he's ready to go! I knew it!
Okay, ready?
The Muppets! If you guys don't watch The Muppets Christmas Carol, you're a loser. I don't know this.
Wait. This, yes, you do.
This is some version of the first Noel. The background was
this
the first
This is called
Noel.
The Christmas Waltz by Peggy Lee.
The background music was the first Noel.
I know. All right, ready? We'll do, like, what, one more?
Yeah. Two more.
The snow's coming down, Christmas. Now watching it fall.
Oh, my God. I love this song. Okay, Michael Jackson.
I don't know who it's called. It's called...
Here we go, ready?
Christmas.
The snow.
Okay.
Christmas!
It's just called Christmas.
I told you.
By Darlene Love.
Darlene Schick? Darlene?
Our boss?
Darlene Christie?
Oops, excuse me.
Ready? I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. The Jackson 5.
Yes. How'd you know it was that? I hear that one all the time. Good job.
I knew it was Michael Jackson, but he was a kid when he did it, so it had to be the Jackson 5.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's different versions of that one, too. I did that in my school play in the, fifth grade? I sang
okay,
that
so
song.
Now that you've mentioned that, you need to post that one picture of you at the school play for the mini. Please! Lisa. That would be and so
does it,
funny.
Does it match the aesthetic?
Also, I mean, who cares? Post that and post me as the apple seller in the play. Annie,
I'm in a Queen of Hearts costume.
Okay, and I'm in my mom's big jacket and some crazy fedora hat.
Why was I? No, the thing is why was I in a Queen of Hearts costume in a Christmas play?
Please. Yeah, why were you?
I don't
that?
Know.
And you were like,
we all wore really weird costumes. Like everyone had very different stuff. Somebody was Davy Crockett. It was a girl.
Davy Crockett. So you guys did the Christmas Carol?
No. We just...
What?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
We, like, all had a bunch of different songs, and we all had solos, and we all had group songs, too.
But we did Annie. But
I don't remember why we all had on different... We had on... There was, like, 30 of us, and we all had on super weird costumes. I don't know why. It was the fifth grade.
That's hilarious.
I don't remember. Bless you.
Well, I was the apple seller, so you need to post a picture.
Taylor, look at your shirt!
That's my spit!
Oh! You are equal to the kids that we teach when they drool all over the place.
Okay, guys, comment below if spit comes out of your face when you sneeze sometimes.
It doesn't just drip down my shirt like I'm 10.
I'm not dripping down my shirt.
You are 21 years old.
I'm sorry that I can't control that I spit.
Yeah,
I
just went...
No, I didn't. I don't want to hear it.
I thought it was snot for the first
time. I want to hear it, burp queen.
Oh, all right.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode of TNT Talk.
Make sure you give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook.
At TNT Talk.
Also, feel free to email us with any suggestions on topics for future episodes.
At TNT Talk Podcast at gmail.com.
This season, we're partnering with merch companies to bring you guys specially made TNT Talk items.
Honey Flower Company is a handmade jewelry shop ran by one of our friends and supporters, Jessica Still.
Another company we're partnering with is Bodyguard Designs. This company specializes in graphic t-shirt design and is ran by another listener and friend of ours, Kelly Still.
Both of these companies will be providing merch to our listeners very soon, so be on the lookout and stay tuned for more TNT Talk.
Can't stand myself.
Well, we're gonna see you next week. Wait. Get next. One day I got in, okay? We're gonna see you next week. Watergate.